You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appear inside my heart. Does this strange romance stand the ghost of a chance?
Welcome to From the Bleachers. I am your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from the wonderful Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Now, last time we spoke was before the Super Bowl. You know what's happened since then? Andy Reid, Big Red, finally got the monkey off his back, won his first Super Bowl. Hats off, Andy. But you know what? Next year, the birds are coming for you. We got it. Now, just because the Super Bowl is over, and just because the NFL season's over, doesn't mean football is over. Football is never over. I'm talking about the XFL. Now, I've watched it the last couple weeks on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. It's been on ESPN and Fox. And I can't speak to the economics of the league. I can't speak to how well it's doing financially. But in the second iteration of this league, there was a failed venture at the turn of the century. The league only lasted one season. But the XFL is back and pretty entertaining, I have to say. The reaction on social media is great. The league's embraced gambling. They even show the line on the scoreboard ticker on TV, which is awesome. And this new wave with DraftKings and all these other sports books, FanDuel, whatnot, Bet Online. That's exactly what the league should be doing. They're smart right now. Their social media game is on point. They're hilarious. They're embracing the eccentricities of the league. Their players letting their personalities shine through. They have sponsorships with Bud Light Seltzers. They're doing beer snakes in the crowd. They have their players on video shotgunning, you know, BL Seltzers after the game in celebratory fashion. I'd love one. No, I'm not sponsored by Bud Light Seltzers, but who doesn't love one? And I'm watching this on the weekends, checking some lines. I haven't gambled any of these games or anything. But I have to say, I'm a tad bit jealous that Philly doesn't have an XFL team. I'd love for some football right now. I'd love to be outside watching some Philly team smack the crap out of the New York Guardians, the DC Defenders. What else is the team? Dallas Renegades. You mean there's a league out there where there could be a Philadelphia team rooting against football teams from Dallas, DC, and New York, and we're not a part of that? Are you kidding me? What a missed opportunity. Now, I know what you're saying, Shame. My friends call me Shame. You guys can call me Shame. But if you're not my friend, please do not call me Shame. I get very irritated by it. It's just Seamus. Anyway, Shame, why do you care about the XFL? Why would you want a Philly team here? The Philadelphia Soul of the Arena Football League were here for X amount of years. How many games did you go to for that? I don't really know. Maybe once for Big Mike, my boy's like 11th birthday on one of their first years of operation. Actually, back in the day when I wrote for the Philadelphia Daily News, my first ever real journalism assignment was covering a Philadelphia Soul game in, I want to say, June or May of 2014. 6 years ago. That's weird. That was the real start of my journalism career. Now, here I am, sitting in this apartment, looking at a picture of Bruce Springsteen and recording a podcast for y'all. What a magical journey it's been. Anyway, no. Did I go to Arena Football League games? Did I care about the Philadelphia Soul? No, not really. But it's indoors. It's a 50-yard field. Yeah, there has a lot of offense, but it just felt gimmicky. There was a fake element to it. I felt like I was watching a real-life form of Nerf football or something. It just was fake to me. Shout out to Jaws. Love Jaws, but come on. It's just not the same. It's not real football. And it's indoors. Could you imagine if the Eagles played indoors like some of the other teams around the league do? There's no fun in that. The best part about it, football, if you're going to the games, is being outside, being in that environment, tailgating a lot beforehand, going in there a couple beers deep, maybe a little too many beers deep, enjoying yourself. Have your big Eagles jacket on, scarf, hat, gloves, 5 packs of hand and feet warmers, you're ready to go for a fantastic Sunday afternoon. But would it be even better if there was a Philadelphia XFL team? It'd be in the spring. It'd be like the equivalent of fall football weather right now. Imagine going to the game and it's 57 degrees on a Sunday. And you're sitting there with your, you know, Philadelphia. I don't know what the team's name would be. The old USFL team, that was a league for, I'm 25 going on 26, but I feel like I know more sports history stuff than most. USFL ran from, I think, 83 to 85, I believe. And the Philadelphia team, the Philadelphia Stars, they were called, won the championship in 1984. They had Sam Mills, a future NFL All-Pro on their team. He was their star, no pun intended. And then also the team shared a roster or moved to Baltimore in 1985 and then won the championship that year too. So that league was really, that team was really good. Surprisingly, all the other teams in Philadelphia, the Arena Football League, Philadelphia Soul, they won 2 championships. Philadelphia Stars, 2 championships. And it wasn't until 2 years ago that the Philadelphia Eagles, the only football team that really matters in Philadelphia history, won their game, won their Super Bowl. But I love a Philly team. Like I said, it'd be outside. The tailgates could be fun. You know I'm always down for a tailgate. It's my life. But the weather is perfect for it. Could be outside. This town loves football. And if you put it in a package like this where there's an emphasis on gambling, there are these new cool rule changes. The kickoff rules have changed as opposed to the NFL ones. And in the NFL, they're really about player safety. And no, the XFL isn't some crazy version, souped-up version of NFL Blitz or, you know, jacked up or anything like that, but the return rules are safe, but they promote actual returns, which is great. It's exciting. Who doesn't love a huge, giant kick return touchdown to get things spicy and get things excited at the start of a game? But the thing I love most about the XFL is the way it's changed their point after attempts. Now, I think kicking's stupid. If I had my say of things, if I was the sports czar, if I was NFL commissioner, whatever, have you, I'd get rid of kicking altogether. Maybe just kickoffs because you call it kickoff and you have to do that. But field goals, you have some like 5-6 dude deciding the fate of your entire NFL season. I don't really like that. But particularly at the bare minimum, extra points got to go. That's just boring. It's boring. It's just a measly point. And it's only been until recently that teams like the Eagles in 2017 and the Ravens last year, teams that have actually been emphasizing going for 2 and realizing, hey, stupid, hey, idiot, 2 points are worth more than 1. The XFL knows that, and they're embracing the creativity and the excitement that comes from those extra point attempts. Because you, instead of kicking it, there's no kicking on these attempts. You can get 1 point if you, you know, make your regular offensive play. If you score from the 2-yard line, that's 1 point. Score from the 5-yard line, that's 2 points. And if you score from the 10-yard line, that's 3 points. That's a huge swing. Could have a 9-point possession. That's awesome. It's exciting. And I'm jealous that Philadelphia doesn't have that. You have teams in Dallas. You have teams in D.C. You have teams in New York. I want to be playing these teams. I want it.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
I'm digging the excitement around the league. Like they said, they had that beer snake of, for guys who, people who aren't really familiar with what I'm talking about, a beer snake would be cup after cup after cup of empty beer stacked upon one another and then put on people's shoulders and gone upward across the rows, upward across an entire section of a stadium. So there's a video. This isn't just fans doing this. The XFL's official Twitter is posting videos of beer snakes where there are like a dozen rows up of a single continuing flow of empty beer cups. Those people are getting hammered. I respect it. And the league's embracing it. They have guys in the locker room doing sponsored shotguns by Bud Light Seltzer. I want a Philadelphia team to do that. I want it on the fun. I kind of want to be that guy like Christian Crosby for the Sixers or one of the in-game personalities. I feel like that's my destiny. Maybe not a great one, but to be the guy, the in-stadium personality for the Philadelphia XFL team. What would you even call them? Now that the names for these teams suck, they're boring, they sound like random Madden-generated team names, but what if they did something crazy? I mean, they could see them doing like cheesesteaks, which is fine. I'd rather them be called the Philadelphia cheesesteaks than the, you know, Philadelphia Generals, the Philadelphia Knights, the Philadelphia Wildcats. That's all stupid. You know, Philadelphia Whiz-Wits, Philadelphia, you know, inflatable union rats, Philadelphia Philadelphians, to take a page out of the Phillies book. I don't know. Put me in charge of all this. You could bring back, maybe they do Philadelphia Stars as an homage to the 1984 USFL championship team. That'd be cool. They had these, you know, maroon and gold jerseys that are pretty reminiscent of the 49ers jerseys of that era. Just for reference, obviously, people right now probably aren't familiar with the USFL, and God knows why I even am at my age. I'm weird. So you do that. If you don't go back to those jerseys, you don't go back to the Stars. In Madden, and I think this is pretty common, whenever I did a create a franchise, whenever I made my own team, I made the team's jerseys red and baby blue, the two best colors ever, and together, I'm not sure why more leagues don't utilize those colors because they're dope. But maybe you have... You like brown and gold, Philadelphia Whiz-Wits. I'm in on the inflatable union rats. I know they're not going to do that, but inflatable union rats, baby blue and red uniforms, me as the in-arena host. I guess they wouldn't play at the Link. It's too weird to have like that team there. I'm not sure how the Eagles would go for it, even though, you know, this is happening like the New York team plays at the Meadowlands. The Seattle Dragons, they play at CenturyLink Field with the Seahawks played. So there is some of that. Playing in those big stadiums and the top level is kind of closed off, tarped out, whatever you want to say. Or some teams are playing, like the LA team's playing in the San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers now, their MLS-like field that they're playing in. So like in theory, I don't want to talk about the Sixers right now. This Philly XFL team could play in, I think they just renamed the Union's stadium field, whatever you want to call it, as Subaru Park. I guess they could play there, but having the game in Chester really takes away from the convenience of people being able to go to the games, and the commute was all messed up. So I really suggest Franklin Field, a historic place. It's the oldest continuing operating field in all of college football. And that's my alma mater, Penn, for those who don't know. And it's easy to get to. You could get there right off 76 if you're driving up there. There isn't a ton of parking, or you could take the Market Frankford line to 34th Street, hop off and walk right down two blocks to the field. Maybe go to Smokey Joe's Cafe after the game, grab a couple pitchers of Bud. A bartender there in college. People forget that. I don't know, that could be fun. But it's just exciting to do something in the spring. And I love the Sixers. Obviously, I do a ton of writing by the Sixers. I've done it throughout my, you know, quote-unquote journalism career. But sometimes they're infuriating, head-scratching. I just kind of want the mindless fun that comes with this type of football. And it'd be great to just, you know, get some friends, go uptown, check out New Deck Tavern or somewhere, crush some beers there, and walk over to Franklin Field and root for the Philadelphia Wizwits. Got some gear on. I don't think they're one of their sponsors, which is 47 brands. So it's not like the stuff's like all cheap, you know, cringy knockoff stuff. It looks like they got some legit merch. So I'm about that. And I did see a rumor this week that I think it was from 24/7 Sports, which I really don't pretend to know what that is. It seems like one of those nonsense content aggregation sites. They're like, oh, there's a report that Philadelphia is getting an XFL team next year, and they're either going to play at the Link or CBP or Franklin Field. And, you know, I take that with a grain of salt, but I did some digging. I saw there was a domain registered last year. At the time, I think there was 21 cities registered XFL-related domains. So those are cities that people at the time thought could potentially get an XFL team this season. And Philadelphia is one of them. Obviously, they weren't one of the first, you know, 8-10 teams, whatever it is, to get a team this in the, you know, the inaugural season of the second revitalization of the league. But next year, if the team were to expand, the league were to expand by two teams, I think Philadelphia is a prime candidate. It's a football market. I'd love it. Hire me as the in-arena coach. The in-arena personality. Let me do their social media or something. I don't care. We'll make it fun. The league is embracing fun. For all the talk of the no fun league in the NFL over the last decade and a half, XFL is onto it. They like people love gambling. People love drinking. People love drinking and gambling outside in nice weather. It's all these things coming together. Now, they wouldn't play at Citizens Bank Park. Obviously, the Phillies play in the spring. So that's just like, did you even think when you made up that rumor? So, you know, I don't think they're going to play at Subaru Park. They don't want people having to commute to Chester. It takes away from the convenience of being people being able to go to games and drawing fans. I doubt it's at the Link, but Franklin Field seems realistic. That'd be really cool. You know, Philadelphia has a strong college football tradition that people don't realize where Franklin, at Franklin Field particularly, where Penn, Quakers, at the turn of the 20th century were weirdly one of the dominant football teams. There were only like 100 people in the country who knew how to play football then, and you know, half of them went to Princeton, the other half went to Penn. So it's not really saying a lot, but they have 9 championships. That's more rings than the rest of the teams in all Philadelphia sports have combined. So actually, I'm from take that, all you Alabama graduates and fans, kiss the rings. I'm about it. I think we need something different. I think we need something to, I feel like the XFL is stress-free. No one is getting all worked up over it. You don't have these, you know, decades or even generational long passed down between families, this stress and, you know, martyr complex that comes with being an Eagles fan. You could just go and watch the game. And if the Philadelphia Wizwits lose, if the Philadelphia Naval Yards or whatever this team's going to be, the Philadelphia Pashunk, they lose, whatever. You go home, you sleep it off, you go to work the next day. It's fun. It's low stress. You're going to have a good time. I want a team here. I want to be one of the reasons they bring a team here. Obviously, nothing could even in any universe remotely come close to Eagles football. But as a little respite, as a little treat in the spring, bring me the XFL. Let's have some fun. Let's do something different. Let's go for a bunch of 3-point conversions. They're bringing back all these kind of name recognition coaches, people that have brands, Bob Stoops, Jim Zorn, and some of those guys have relations to those cities. So Jim Zorn's coaching the Seattle team, and my candidate, dark horse candidate, for when he gets fired from the UCLA Bruins is Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Inflatable Union Rats. Let's do it. Could you imagine that? I mean, he obviously would never do that, but, you know, Mark Trestman, the guy who came into the league at the same time as Chip, and he was also built as this offensive innovator. He was from the Canadian Football League. He's one of the coaches. Who knows how low Chip Kelly could fall? I think his destiny is to be an offensive coordinator at Bishop Eustis, but the XFL is a step above that. He should get on it. I want Chip as the coach. Bring all his nonsense that he did at Oregon that didn't work at the Eagles for more than like six games. Bring it to the XFL. Let's have some fun. Get Vernon Adams as your quarterback. Get someone like that. Have some fun. Bring me some spring football that's actually good. That's it for me, guys. Seamus Clancy. You can follow me on Twitter at Seamus_Clancy. You can check out my Patreon newsletter, $2 per month, patreon.com/Seamus_Clancy. Get a newsletter delivered to your email inbox every weekday morning, talking Sixers, Eagles, NBA, NFL, and pop culture. Hashtag XFL to Philly, guys. Signing off.
GN.